This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Lost amid the news about Taiwan coming out of President Biden's trip to Asia today, and I'm just going to bank on that little tidbit having been covered extensively elsewhere in your news diet today. Lost in all of that was this. The president says he's going to meet with Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen when he gets back to talk tariffs, the Trump-era China tariffs, to be clear. Yellen wants to reduce at least some of them as a way to take some of the edge off inflation. Others in the Biden administration, though, are less enthusiastic. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has that one.
It's not easy being a small business owner in this economy. Michael Bray is president of Hobbyworks Toy Stores in suburban Maryland, and he's wrestling with a monster, inflation. Bray says 80 to 90% of the toys he sells are at least partly from China. So the tariffs former President Trump imposed on some Chinese imports push up his prices.
Tariffs are one element of a three-headed monster that's driving inflation right now.
Along with other big headaches for Bray, like supply chain kinks and soaring shipping costs. He says he would pass the savings along if at least some of the tariffs went away. Gary Huffbauer at the Peterson Institute for International Economics says if the U.S. lifted all of the tariffs on Chinese imports, overall inflation would fall by about a percentage point.
And you take off the tariffs and it immediately goes into lower prices. That's a very quick effect.
But in an interview with Kai, the U.S. Trade Representative Catherine Tai said Huffbauer is assuming a world with zero tariffs, not realistic. But Huffbauer says the U.S. could use other parts of trade policy to dampen inflation, like lifting quotas on steel from our allies or easing duties on Canadian lumber. Jennifer Hillman is a former U.S. trade negotiator, now at Georgetown Law Center. She says these would all be good options for the Biden administration.
If they could strategically reduce some of these tariffs that are not really serving a different and important strategic purpose for the United States, it would make a small but I think meaningful contribution to reducing inflation.
Hillman says it would probably take months to reduce inflation, though. Back at the toy store, Michael Bray would like the Biden administration to act soon so lower prices could make their way to consumers in time for the all-important holiday shopping season. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.